Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. And you can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Well, we thought that after 5 weeks in the job that we ought to have a review with a new, brand spanking new director of Parks, Recreation, and Tourism for the City of Rock Hill, Mr. Mark Sexton. How do you think you've done the first 5 weeks?
You know, Manning, I would hope to say good. The irony about this thing is we haven't had really a whole lot of time to take a breath and come up, you know, for planning from the BMX Worlds to running right from that to Adidas and then NCAA and now a Cornhole League and USA Cycling's in town today. It's just you continue to put your best foot forward and keep moving.
Is there a downtime at all in your field?
You know, it's really not anymore, and I think that's a good thing. We used to have a downtime. It was probably the winter months when we got into November, December, and January, but now with the new Rock Hill Sports and Events Center, it's really changed all that. If I had to identify probably one area that could be, you know, that this September, October window probably would be our downtime. But for the most part now, no, it's pretty much 365 days a year, which is good. That's good for the city and good for our economy, and it's good for our staff. We've got to keep moving.
You know, we were just reminiscing about how all this got started, and I mentioned to you, former Mayor Doug Eccles said to me one day on this program, I'm not quite sure how this all got started, but I'm sure glad it did. And I reminded him, well, it got started when you were on city council.
That's right.
And you were fighting for Cherry Park. And there was a contingent that wanted a shopping mall there. And you and Melford Wilson voted for the park, cost you your jobs on city council.
That's right.
But you wonder, as you pointed out, what would be our landscape today if there never had been a Cherry Park?
Isn't that crazy? You know, I think back, because that's where, not all of our staff, but me personally, that's where we cut our teeth in recreation. A lot of our staff started at Cherry Park years ago, and we're blessed that we don't have a ton of turnover, but we said that all the time. It's like, what if Cherry Park had not been successful? You know, and you're taking a prime piece of real estate at that time in the mid-80s and, you know, trying to say, do we put them all there? Do we make this into a 68-acre park that our community can enjoy, you know, not only just with trails and playgrounds and things of that nature, but we also, that was the birth, if you will, of the sports tourism concept.
Sure.
That's when our department in 1988, I think it was, added tourism to its name. But if that had not been successful, I don't know. I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. I don't know if you'd have everything that we do, you know, today. But it was that political willpower that you just mentioned. Some people with some vision. I think that was a 4-3 vote. Highly contested, probably some controversy in the community. I wasn't here at that time. But, you know, to take that political willpower to make that vote a 4-3, yeah, Doug Eccles lost his seat and he came back, was mayor for 20-something years. Yeah. So I think it worked out okay for him. And it certainly worked out okay for our department in the city.
You know, in fact, if you look back many, many years ago, while Rock Hill was figuring out whether they're going to have a Cherry Park or not, I can remember York County put a referendum on the ballot for a 1 mil increase for recreation.
Yep.
And it was turned down by the voters.
Yep.
And this tiny little recreation department they had, they closed it down.
That's right.
Fast forward to now, there's been a 180-degree turn.
That's right.
Because of the growth in population. And now they're getting into the big open space projects.
That's right.
Which is a nice compliment to what the city of Rock Hill is doing.
I think it's a great compliment. And, you know, Kat Jones, the recreation director for York County, has done a phenomenal job. She's a great person, a good leader. And I think you're right. I think what it shows is, for the, you know, the municipalities do a great job with recreation across York County. Obviously, a ton of programming that goes along with those and the facilities that the municipalities have built. But now that York County is getting back into the recreational aspects of it, I don't know exactly fully what that looks like. I know they're doing their recreational study assessment that the municipalities have been a part of. But I think it shows that what York County and these municipalities, Rock Hill certainly, want in recreation, and they realize that that quality of life and these quality facilities and being able to get outside and exercise, what it means to them as a not only a benefit to them individually, but I think it shows what our economy does. You talk about economic development. You know, I won't say which developer, but a couple of weeks ago I got a call from a developer saying, hey, how much money have y'all spent on recreation in the last 10 years?
Hold on, buddy.
That's right. And that's what it led to. And that's what those are what businesses, before they move to Rock Hill or York County, they're wanting to make sure that, hey, there's a quality of life for their citizens when they get here.
Ain't any doubt about that. You hear it all the time from people like David Swenson.
That's right.
I mean, that's just the way it is. They want that quality of life because if they don't have it here, they'll go somewhere else.
Right. And I think, I hope I'm right on this. I think there's two big questions they ask before they get here. What's the school systems like? Which we're blessed in York County with great school systems all across the board. Certainly Rock Hill School District 3 in the city limits of Rock Hill. But it's that second question, too. You got education and you got recreation. And what do those two look like? And that's what helps sell the economy.
Yeah, absolutely. So here you are. You've been with the city of Rock Hill for 29 years. Is that right?
29 years. I have been in the field for 30. I started with the city of Rock Hill as a seasonal employee. I did in the, I don't remember the exact year. I'm going to say early 2000, late 1990s. I left the city and went to Florence County for exactly 1 year. I left here on July the 8th, and I returned here on July the 8th. Knock on wood. I appreciate the city of Rock Hill bringing me back. Overall, 29 years with the city of Rock Hill, though.
So when you take a look across the state of South Carolina, and I know you're biased, is there any other community, city, doing what we are doing to the level and the extent that we're doing?
I don't think so. And you're right. I'm 100% biased. I think we do far and away. When you look at it from, you know, everybody has their own little niches that are, you know, Charleston County does a good job, but they're not in the sports tourism side. They do things totally different than we do. The city of Greenville obviously is not into the sports tourism like we are. Greenville County does it. But when you look at it from A to Z, and what I mean by that is what you're doing for your community from, you know, at a very young age for our youth, if you will, are underdeserved, are underprivileged. And then you start talking about therapeutics. You know, that we're only municipality in York County that's involved with programming for therapeutics, and then what our citizens do for the, you know, building Miracle Park and let PRT operate and maintain it. And then you throw on top of that the T, you know, when you mix the parks, nice parks, recreation programming, and then you put the T on top of that with tourism, driving weekday, driving weekend, you know, tourism opportunities and tourism sales, which is hospitality tax, accommodations tax, etc. I don't think there is anybody in the state that is doing it to this level. You know, we were just talking about BMX Worlds, international type of events. Nobody's doing that. You're talking about Ocho that was here just last Friday when Rock Hill can be mentioned on live TV from basically 8 in the morning to 10 or 11 at night. Nobody else is doing that. And we've been, I think, somewhat strategic in trying to help, you know, get the state involved, getting the state of South Carolina, their Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department involved. And we, you know, if you saw Ocho, we gave them two commercials that they can help. You know, we're going to market Rock Hill, but we're also going to help you market the state. And I think that comes back to us in a lot of different ways. Back to us through a partnership, but it also comes back to us financially. When we go to the state for grants, it helps us building that relationship in the state of South Carolina, say, hey, we're benefiting from this too. What Rock Hill's doing, it's also benefiting the state of South Carolina.
And I'm sure most people recognize this, but when we bring in events like the BMX Worlds, Ocho, Adidas, NCAA, I mean, the list goes on and on. That spreads. I mean, every time they come here and they experience what Rock Hill is famous for, not only great facilities, but Southern hospitality on steroids, they leave here kind of shaking their heads like, where have I been?
Well, and that's the recipe for what we want, and that is exactly what it is. It sounds cliche, but, you know, thank you. Let's just start with Adidas. These people talk, right? So all these event right holders, and we have a resume, if you will, and we encourage people, you know, the UCI, which is International Governing Body, hey, you want to see what we can do? One, they saw what we could do in 2017, but you start talking to Adidas. Under Armour came pretty much because of Adidas, because Adidas said, hey, if you want to talk to somebody that's a high level and a quality facility and quality staff and clean restrooms, all of that is part of the equation. Talk to Mike Barnett with Adidas. And if you don't believe us, just ask him. And so they did. And Mike said, There's no other place you need to go. Then you need to go to Rock Hill, South Carolina. So that spun off Under Armour. That spun off NCAA. USA Cycling, the domestic organization that for cycling in our country, is here at our velodrome today. They're going to be here now. We're battling a little demon of Debbie trying to keep the track dry so these riders can ride. But I think that's the formula. You get these people in town. You show them these quality facilities. And then you get to show them the good customer service like you're talking about, high level of hospitality. They're making sure they're getting fed right, they're getting their drinks, and they're getting hydrated, and you treat them right when they're here. It doesn't seem overly complicated, but that is what makes them come back. I'll share with you, we haven't finalized anything. We're now in talks with Adidas as of Sunday night to bring even more events back to Rock Hill.
Whew.
And there's actually another shoe company that we're in talks with about maybe they're wanting to come and have their shoe deal here. So it's those, you got to treat them right. That's right.
Is it Swish?
I'm not going to say which one because we haven't finalized anything. But I think the formula is you treat them right. You know, treat them. I always look at it as a partnership. That's the way these things should look. When they leave town, they need to be happy. And then we need to be happy. If both of those can line up, when we leave town, we shake hands and said, you're good, we're good, let's do this again next year.
Well, and you add on top of that the economic impact of these things. I mean, I had David Vihan, the city manager, on here just a couple of days ago, and I believe somewhere between around $2.5 million was invested by the city and donors and businesses to get the BMX here, something like that.
Yeah.
And the economic impact, and these just aren't numbers out of the sky. They go out and tabulate all this stuff.
Yeah.
$30 million?
Yeah, over $30 million.
That's
of
a hell
direct
of a...
economic impact. And the thing with the international, you know, participation, you're talking over 3,400 riders. You get the international people coming. That was our goal in trying to get the state of South Carolina involved. We know that international person, while they may only be racing 1 or 2 days in Rock Hill, they're spending 30 days when they cross the big pond, if you will, and they get in the United States. How do we keep them in the state of South Carolina? The state of South Carolina's got a great amenities, as you know. You know, you get them to the coast, you get them to the mountains. We don't need them going to Orlando, Florida, or Texas, or New York. And that's why we got the state of South Carolina involved. Said, help us market our state so we can keep them here. But you're right, $30 million of direct economic impact, 10 days of racing. but you talk about just the amount of exposure that brings from the hits on live streaming to TV. Three TV companies picked it up. NBC picked it up. I forget, one of the YouTube channels picked it up. I mean, it's having that level of exposure. If we had to pay for that, it'd be way much more than $2 million.
And then you add to all of that, that's what brings more restaurants. That's
right.
What brings more hotel rooms. And that's what builds this whole little town that we used to live in. It ain't so little anymore.
That's right. I'll tell you a quick story. So we had a hard decision to make this May. You know, obviously we have all these riders coming in from all over the world to race BMX. But we also had a live period at Sports and Events Center. So staff got together and said, are we going to run really a live basketball event at the same time we're running a BMX World Championships? Where are these people going to stay? Where are they going to eat? So, you know, how are we going to stretch our staff that thin to be able to put these events on? But I felt like it was our job also to keep pushing. You know, if we tried to run a level of events just based off the number of hotel rooms we'd have, we'd never do the event. So we debated a decision that says, no, let's talk to our event right holders. Let's make sure people know that we got two big events in town at the exact same time. Let's get our friends in Charlotte involved. You know, we can drive their economy for them as well. So we partnered with them. We brought them to our local organizing committees. They knew they needed to open up their hotel. So it was our job to make sure everybody knew what was going on. But I think it's, to your point, it's our job to keep pushing. And by keep pushing and keep bringing more and more people, more restaurants are coming, you know, more hotels are coming, and that just helps continue to drive everything.
You know, the visual on this is incredible. You can go to the BMX and just see thousands of people all over the place, people who don't speak the same language that you do, who look entirely different than you, from all over the country, with their RVs, they've driven in here, they're in hotel rooms. Then you have something like the Adidas tournament here. And the visual I always remember is going out to the Rock Hill, York County Airport.
Yes.
And seeing 25 or 30 corporate jets parked all over the ramp out there.
Yep.
And I'm just thinking about, look at all the fuel that's being consumed there.
That's right.
All the little goodies for the people on the planes. the pilots, everybody. I mean, it just keeps rolling.
It does. And the other side of the thing that we haven't talked about, and I think this is something that Rock Hill has done very well, especially going back to the BMX for a second. I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of people want to, maybe we'll build a BMX track to host an international event like that. But when the event's gone, they tear the track down, or it goes into disrepair. That's not the way City of Rock Hill does it. So it was, we're going to build this international Olympic-type venue, but we're not going away. We're going to grow the sport. We want to grow the sport of BMX, and that's where the local comes into play. We had, I think, 7, 10, 11 local riders competing for a world championship, and we had our first world champion at this one. I think in 2017 we might have had one or two. So now you got people that are this local champion that just got crowned in, 2024, May of 2020, moved from California to Rock Hill to ride on that track.
That's right.
That's a whole other ball game you start talking about. You're talking about jet fuel, you're right. You're talking about people eating out in restaurants, going to Target to get water, eating at Chili's, eating at all these places, Substation 2. I mean, it's all of that is part of the equation.
Oh, yeah. I can remember on one of these BMX trips, we had some of the riders and their families in here, and there was a mom and a dad and a daughter, and they were at the point on deciding about a college.
They were doing what?
At a point to decide about where to go to college.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
When they saw that track,
Winthrop?
And they saw that university right across the street, boom, boom.
Yeah. And maybe, and we've had talks with Winthrop, and I know it's, they have had change. Maybe one day they'll have a velodrome cycling team, is there a way? I don't know how exactly the sports of cycling works. I know there's been talked about can you have an overall? Maybe you ride the velodrome for one event and BMX for one event. I don't think it works exactly like that, but you never know. The sports world is changing.
And as you point out, all these facilities, while they are used to attract all these great tournaments, they're there for the public to use all the time because they're manned all the time. You've got programming out there all the time. If you want to go out there, if the wild man wants to go out there and get on a BMX bike and jump off a ramp, you got somebody who'll take that crazy
absolutely.
Guy.
Absolutely. He can try it this afternoon. We'll make sure he does it. We'll get you a bike and everything.
All right, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And for all of these years, which have been 40-plus years, we've been telling everybody what the heck goes on here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads, and we do that 6 days a week. Can't get Charlie to come in on the 7th. Too lazy. Anyway, how do we do what we do? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
Hit the spot, definitely.
Friends are great, and the company's great, and the food is fantastic. Bread's fresh, and they make my special for me every day.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Relax this summer with a promotional rate on select travel purchases with your Founders Federal Credit Union credit card. Now through August 31st, get 6.99% APR for 6 months on qualifying purchases, including airfare, hotels, restaurants, and cruise lines. Don't let interest rates slow you down this summer. Visit foundersfcu.com/travel to learn more. On March 1st, 2025, the promotional APR reverts to the effective APRs previously disclosed. Call 800-845-1614 for details about credit costs and terms. Membership qualification required.
At Piedmont Medical Center, we have the expertise to treat the conditions that cause back pain, and we're focused on delivering compassionate care to help you live life pain-free. In fact, Piedmont Medical Center is designated a Blue Distinction Center for Spine Surgery by Blue Cross Blue Shield for our commitment to quality care and comprehensive spine surgery services. And by the way, Piedmont offers robotic spine surgery, an innovative surgical option that assists the spine surgeon and care team throughout the surgery. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies. From here, in there, up there somewhere. Here, too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So, yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Good fresh food, even fresher than Subway, and it's also on a paleo diet.
I like the people. I like the food and being picked on.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
Back we are here at Substation 2, but that's all right. You guys keep going ahead. He wants to see the rest of this. We've got Robert Beatty, who has interrupted the program one more time to show a cute little video here. He's been prancing around town with. It is funny. All right. We're back here at this Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Of course, Mark Sexton is with us. He is Rock Hill's new PRT director, a job he's had for really 20. No. He's had for five weeks. You know, how do you all go about bringing in these big names? Now, I know it's easier now because they've had a taste of the honey and they want to come back.
Yeah.
But it wasn't that easy to get the very first one. So, I mean, you actively are out there doing this all the time.
We are. And I really appreciate you bringing that up. Let me just take a second because you said 5 weeks, and I should have said this at the first of this program, but 5 weeks as director. I do want to commend our staff. Obviously, we've gone through a transformation, Manning, that, you know, John's been at the helm for a long time. I really appreciate the way they've handled it with the utmost professionalism. We do this, and it's, you know, there's a reorg that always goes along with it. So I want to say thank you to them. But going back to your question directly, you're exactly right. None of this just kind of appears. I mean, there is to a small degree. You build it, they will come. But we have to actively go out. And so we have a team, weekday team and a weekend team that we go to conferences throughout the year. And we are constantly going out and selling and marketing the city of Rock Hill. It's really not just marketing parks, recreation, and tourism because it all works together. It's really selling the city of Rock Hill. So while talk about Adidas, we've talked about Adidas and BMX, it all goes together. You got to have a city that can accommodate everything. And we do that in the city of Rock Hill. We form local organizing committees. And then the other benefit to us is when we're sitting across with an event right holder, let's just say you have an event and we want to come after you. We want you to bring your event to us. We don't have to come back and talk to anybody. This isn't a knock on a Convention and Visitors Bureau or other organizations. We've gotten events because we're a full service city. And what I mean by Boston, we were up against Boston and Kansas City for an event, for a soccer event. And one of their big things was power. You know, we have Mike Jolly's our utilities director. He's sitting at the local organizing committee and hearing all the conversations that are going on. Our city manager's heavily involved. Jimmy Bagley's definitely involved. And being able to say, hey, you're not going to lose power when you bring to us. We have a backup system to the backup system. That means something to that event right holder. And, you know, having our police there, having our fire there, having our communications, Katie Quinn there, that helps get the word out to our community about everything that's going on. All of that works together. But then you got to have the roads and you got to have the infrastructure. We're blessed that, you know, I think the Mayor Eccles once said you'd want to keep Charlotte, you know, like a fire. You know, want to keep there so you stay warm, but not too close that you get burnt. But having our airport right there, we're only 25 minutes, you know, easy access to Charlotte Douglas International Airport. All of that goes in together. But our team goes out and sells the city of Rock Hill. And that's what they're doing. When they're sitting in front of somebody, they're selling our facility, but they're also selling our city and how it all works together.
And, you know, when you bring a big event like this, you also have to, and I guess the BMX is the best example, create partnerships, like the medical partnership that you created between Piedmont Medical Center and Atrium to provide the kinds of facilities that you learned from the first BMX that you needed to have for the one that we just concluded this year.
Well, 100%. And that, you know, obviously with Piedmont Medical Center and Atrium Health, it's a good story. You got two hospitals working together. But I can remember, you know, in 2017, we had three hospitals and got that down to two hospitals in 2024. But When UCI came back to the city and said, hey, we all want to host again, I remember saying, we need two things, and we can do it with no problem. We need medical and money. And Katie Quinn reminded me we needed to add one more M onto that, and we needed marketing. So we needed three M's, medical, money, and marketing. But the medical piece to that alone, it took 2 years to work out. I mean, the sport of BMX is pretty intense, can be very dangerous. But, you know, between Piedmont Medical Center, our local fire department, you can't just focus on the riders. You got to focus on the fans and everything that's ancillary outside of that. But having Atrium Health involved with bringing out Med One, which is basically a hospital on medical wheels, they can, you know, they can operate in that thing if they had to. We had the ability to X-ray in 2024 that we did not have in 2017. I think we had 47, 48, 49 transports in 2017. I think we had nine.
Right.
In 2024. And that was all the ability just to X-ray somebody that says, oh, nothing's broken. So, you know, you can either keep racing or you can call it a day. But in 2017, we didn't know if they thought it was broken. We had to get them in the back of an ambulance and ship them to the hospital. But all of that working together, you know, helps when you lead up to an event like that. And the UCI recognizes that. You know, you're talking about an international governing body. They started looking at how we did things and said, you know what? We might want to implement that for every event we have going forward.
Oh, yeah. Put some more pressure on the
cities. That's right. I did feel a little bit sorry for Copenhagen, Denmark. They were in town when we were hosting us. And, you know, I asked them, I said, how long have y'all been planning for? And they're like, oh, we hadn't even started. I'm like, oh, goodness. We've been planning for 2 years.
Ooh, really?
They hadn't even started yet. So.
Oh, boy. All right. So we only have about 2 minutes left in the program. What do you see that we are missing? If we are missing anything. I know at one time we were missing an indoor facility.
Yeah.
Problem solved. We have the indoor sports and event center. It's been a huge success.
Yeah.
I know we got a brand new park that's being built. It's going to be a nice one. It's going to be years getting it to the point Cherry Park is, but it's another new park. What are we missing?
Well, I think there's three projects that are currently on the board that I think will help eliminate some of the things that we are missing. One, I'll just mention them real quick because I know we're running out of time. It's obviously McGirt Auditorium. It's an improvement to that facility at Emmett Scott High School that will give us a very good quality auditorium type setting so we can have with dances or plays or, you know, basically be able to book that up for whatever we need. Pickleball.
Good old pickleball.
Good old pickleball. You know, something that was lacking. I think we're building a 4 more basketball courts, 8 more volleyball courts, but then that'll allow us to have 12 indoor pickleball courts that are going to go basically right across the street from the current sports and events center. So we're going to be able to miss that void. But the other thing is we got another regional park coming, 140-plus acre regional park that will, you know, depending on who you want to talk to, somebody says, well, football doesn't have a home. Well, it'll have a home now. And it'll have that through the next regional park, because, you know, partnership with the American Legion, giving us a, you know, I won't call it a minor league stadium, but a high profile baseball venue through a partnership with the American Legion, building more baseball fields, more rectangle fields, and then football fields will help round out that void, I think, for a little bit of time to come.
Tell you what, it's a great story. Great story. And I'm so pleased that we've had an opportunity just to talk about how the sausage is made. I mean, it's very, very interesting.
That's right.
All right, Mark, have fun with your new job.
Thank
we'll be
you,
checking in with you periodically for sure. And I tell you what, it's quite a story for the city of Rock Hill. Really has changed the whole landscape, no question about it. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Here with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, now we've got some brain power here. Oh, I'm not talking about you, Robert. I'm just talking about the good doctor. Couldn't miss the opportunity. All right, fresh subs and salads. We do them 6 days a week here at Substation 2. That's why the BMX, and that's why Adidas, and that's why the NCAA come here. That's for the fresh subs and salads.
That's right.
How do we do it? 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Well done. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.